Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your vault hunting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 24th, 2012.
And this is episode 76, In the Mix.
Yep. Well, thanks for tuning in again.
To another At Valentine podcast.
And another Valentine cast, you mean.
Oh, what did I say? At Valentine?
Yes, you did.
Oh, man, I went back. I reached way back and pulled out.
Throwback.
That was a throwback for all you loyal listeners that have been here from the beginning. Thank you again for tuning in, like Renee said, and we want to say thank you to Pretty Lights Music for supplying us with this wonderful music that we use for our podcast and everything.
And you can find them at prettylightsmusic.com.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So,
and happy Mist Eve.
Yes.
Day.
Yes. Happy Mist of Pandaria Eve.
I'll talk more about World of Warcraft later.
Yeah, so
it is the Eve.
Yeah, so in roughly 5 hours, you will be able to pick up your, if you're on the East Coast, you'll be able to pick up your copy of Mr. Pandera. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure how they're doing it. Are they doing it by server?
I think it's by server.
By server, where the server's located?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, they're rolling out that way.
I think so.
All right, well.
Oh, wait, no. Everybody should be able to play at midnight, I think.
Midnight what time?
Midnight Eastern, I think.
Okay.
So, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So, we're excited. We're not taking any time off this year.
Yeah, for the two previous expansions, we took a week off to just play, but it's different now.
Yep.
We have other things to do and we're busy and so we're just gonna
enjoy
it and go casually
and not rush.
Yep.
But yeah, so again, thank you all for tuning in, and I think we're gonna go ahead and dive into a little bit of the weekend wrap up. So on Saturday, I actually let me put it this way. Tuesday after we Monday after the podcast, my speakers had came, which everybody knew. And then what we did after that, I took Tuesday and I actually installed my speakers into my into Black Lightning. So I replaced the front two speakers in Black Lightning, and then this past weekend I ordered two more, and I replaced the ones in the back.
He's been babying Black Lightning. He's getting so much attention.
Yeah, so I did that because, which was good. I did that was because, actually the speakers that were in there were 14 years old and they were the factory speakers. And all you techies out there know, or you sound audiophiles know, that they use these paper cones and, you know, they dry out and everything, and it's just horrible. So they had busted all the way around and everything. So I replaced those speakers, and it was funny because the three speakers, my Black Lightning has three doors, you know, because it's a super cab, but it has a third door on the passenger side in the back. But the area behind the driver's side has no door. It took me the same amount of time to do the one behind the driver's side than it took the other three doors because it was such a tight fit back there. And I had to go pick up a couple of extra tools because I had to take off the seat belt.
He was working it.
Yeah. So, it was a good accomplishment. I was going to actually have Best Buy do it for me and spend $75. But I decided I can go ahead and do it, watched a few videos and everything. And I was happy about it. You know, it sounds good, you know, so some people said I should have put 6.5s in there because they're round and they're not 6x8s because 6.5s are more efficient. I knew that. But I didn't feel like buying brackets and having to fit everything and just going through all that. I just replaced what was in there because I'm just lazy like that.
That's okay. It happens. But yeah, but it sounds good. Sounds fine.
Yep.
Black Lightning bumping the tunes. Jay was especially proud.
Yeah,
he was like a new daddy with his baby.
Yeah, I mean I used to do that back in high school. You know, put my stereos in my car and stuff like that. But then when I, you know, got foolish and got in college and got a credit card, you know, I went and did the whole professional stuff and took it too far and everything. But I didn't install. I actually paid someone else to do it. So, you know, it's all good. And it sounds great. And I don't need, you know, some 12s in the back, you know. Maybe some 8s. I've been thinking about putting some 8s in there.
Some 8s? Okay.
No, I'm playing. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I expect it.
It won't. If it happens, it's not going to happen anytime within the near future. I mean, I've done a lot that I wanted to do with Black Lightning, aside from the painting thing. But I think it's going to be one thing that I'm going to have to probably push out maybe a year or so. And on Sunday, we did a little shopping.
Yeah, Jay has been complaining that my booty's been a little droopy and saggy. And he wasn't talking about my actual physical booty. He was talking about my pants. My pants were too big. Jay says way too big.
Yeah.
But they were too big, and they wouldn't stay up no matter how much, because I don't wear a belt, but that's another issue for another day.
Right. She had the whole droopy booty going on.
So I was like, okay, it's time to go a size. And I hate spending money, but I really needed to go a size down. So I went and got some new clothes. No more droopy booty.
No more droopy
booty. And Jay is awesome person to go shopping with because he helps you out. He gets sizes that I need and everything. He's pretty cool like that.
Right, right. And it was good. I mean, it was fun. And especially when we had to hunt down the sizes, because sometimes you get defeated or you give up easily.
I do sometimes. Kinda.
And then you're like, well, I don't want to go all the way over there to get something. And I'm like, well, if you need it, you need it. You know, let's go do it. And so on Saturday night and Sunday night, we hung out with Kimberly. Because Kimberly was on call, and when she gets on call, it's hard for her to leave out in the evenings and stuff like that. So we thought we'd go hang out with her. We actually saw her 3 days this weekend.
We did.
We saw her on Friday, wow. Saturday, and Sunday.
That was cool. Yeah, so the Emmys were great.
So yeah, we went over at Sunday.
I just like the prettiness.
Right. We went over at Sunday at the very beginning, and we watched the red carpet stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had an appointment, or we had something coming up at 8:30 that we remembered. So we had to run home real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched the Emmys here at the house and played some Borderlands. And you got to hang out with the ladies of AIE.
Yeah, it's like with the Emmys, I don't care so much who wins or loses. You know, I want certain people to win, but I care more about to see what everybody's wearing because the dresses are so pretty and they cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Most of them cost more than my yearly salary, but it's just pretty to see. So that was awesome. And I just want to say congrats to my sister Kim on her new bedroom set. Woo! Yep. Woo.
Congratulations, and we're happy for you, sister.
So we had a good weekend, nice relaxing weekend. We gamed.
Yep.
We watched TV. It was great.
And it was nice and cool too. The weather was great.
Nice and cold.
Well, it was cold.
Jay
Saturday night
froze me out. He had the window. Was the window open? No,
it was open during the day.
It was open during the day, and it was like 50 degrees during the day.
Right.
And then he closed it, but then he had the fan going that night.
I did.
I was so freaking cold.
Yeah.
Jay was like, it felt so good.
It felt great. But I did, last night, I only turned one fan on.
Yeah, it was great last night.
So, yeah. So, you know, fall is definitely here, I can say.
Yeah, but it's supposed to warm up this weekend.
All right. Well, cool. That'd be great because that's when we probably want the weather to be great for our friend's wedding and everything.
Mm-hmm. Technology.
All right. So, if you've been living up under a rock, like the cashier at Bed Bath & Beyond, when I hand him my phone on Sunday for him to scan my coupon, he said, I've never seen an iPhone like that. is that the new iPhone?
I was like, and Jay's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it came out already? I was like, wow. On Friday. So if you were one of the lucky people that got in early enough and ordered your iPhone 5 on the 14th, you probably have enjoyed your iPhone 5 over the weekend. And if not, you may have been lucky, or, you know, it's sitting in Louisville at the UPS hub. So we got our iPhone 5s on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been really enjoying them. Really enjoying them.
Yeah. Really enjoying them. Yeah. Yep. Like I was telling Jay, it's not like one big thing that makes this phone better than our 4s.
Right.
It's just that little things add up. And it's just like, oh, this phone is great. And yep. I love it.
And then, like, one of the things that we were talking about that we're still learning, I mean, we were listening to a podcast this morning on the drive in, like we always do. And he was like, oh, I was like, check out, you know, the 2X is actually 2X. So it's really fast. And the 2X on the older phone was actually more like 1.5 or so. And so basically, with one of the things that you said was that you wished when you used the iPod controls on the lock screen, when you double tap the home screen, mm-hmm. I mean the home button, instead of having the back button, you always hit back by accident.
I always do. Which it's horrible.
Plenty of people have done it. I've done it, and it's just like, oh my God, no.
And then I have to find out where I was, and sometimes I don't get, ugh, it's right. Horrible.
So what Apple did, I'm not sure if it's just iOS 6. I probably should try it on the iPad that I have. But on the iPhone 5, when you double tap the home screen, the home button, and you're playing a podcast, it has a jump back 15 seconds or jump forward 15 seconds instead of going back and forth. So it's just funny, like things like that, you know, that we enjoy about the phone when, you know, when it's like, oh man, you know, I wish I had this. And then two iterations of the phone later, they have it.
They have it. And, you know. And then the haters say, oh, Android had that, you know, 20 years ago.
Or welcome to 2011. Bitches.
But I'm sorry. None of the Samsung phones have appealed to me. So why would I go with something that has the features I want, but I don't like the phone?
Right. So I think, too, that we have a lot invested in the ecosystem of Apple. You know, we have our apps. We have our, you know, our Apple TV and everything else. So we enjoy the Apple ecosystem.
I like how they make their products. Right. I just do.
And also, you know, but there are other products we enjoy, too. We enjoy Google stuff. We enjoy Amazon stuff, you know, but it's just not the phones that we enjoy. So you Android folks don't come hunting us down.
Don't hunt us down. But, let's see. I saw a drop test.
Yep.
Online, and it did better than the Samsung. It didn't even crack the screen. But one of my coworkers says that he heard they crack easily, but whatever.
Well,
because he knows people who already have cracked. Like, he says some people had, like, scratches out of the box or something like that.
Okay. Well, but, yeah, you know.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible. I mean, what can we say? Bullshit? I mean, we can't. I mean, well, we've seen where people haven't had issues.
Yeah.
It all boils down to it. If people have scratches out of the box, you know what I'll do? I'll take it back to Apple and say, look, my phone has scratches out of the box. You know?
Yeah.
I haven't removed my cellophane, or I just removed it and it's already scratched up. I haven't even tried to set it up yet, you know? I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I would do the same thing if I had an Android. If I got a phone, it was all scratched up. Yeah. I'll take it back. What's going on? This is my new phone. It's scratched up already. Is this a real phone or a new phone?
Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm happy with it. iPhone 5, yay. So we won't be getting another one for probably about another 2 years.
Yeah, it'll be two years.
Get a good use of it. Speaking of new phones, that brings up old phones. We sold our old phones.
Yep.
We sold our phones using Glyde, Glyde. It's where I've bought games and sold games on there before.
Right.
And we sold it for $186 each.
Yep.
We haven't got our money yet, but we will soon. So.
Well, we haven't sent them off yet. Yeah. We're still waiting on the box.
We still have them. So it's good. I think it's, It was quick. It was easy. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to worry about eBay or Craigslist or.
Right. You know. Like with eBay, you have to wait for them to send their money and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And
you don't know if they're really going to send it or. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, so, I mean, it's all good. Totally, you know, it's fine. I mean, I'm happy with that. And I'm excited about the little extra money coming in. That's like, too. What are we going to do with it?
Oh, I don't know. We I haven't even thought about it.
We should go to IKEA and buy like a bunch of stuff.
Why should we do that? I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Also, Kickstarter has announced that they're changing its rules.
Uh-oh.
And they're changing several, but one of the most prominent ones is that you cannot offer more than one of an item in a reward. You can sell as many of those rewards as you want, but within each reward, you can only have one of something. So you can't get.
Oh, so you can't have like
five of these.
With this one, you get a shirt, a hat, and a bandana.
No. You can't have like five shirts and three. Like if you're offering your product, you can't say you can get like five of this product.
Okay, so instead of saying, all right, for $20, you get a shirt, a hat, and a bandana.
Right.
And then the next one that's like $35, you get a shirt, a hat, and two bandanas.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Okay.
Because Kickstarter says we are not a store. So if you sell multiples of stuff, it becomes like a store to Kickstarter. I think it's, I don't know.
So somebody can go through and say, okay, all right, this one I'm going to do. I'm going to put in, if you want to give $10, you get a hat. You want to put in $10, you can also get a shirt.
Yeah.
Put in $5, you can get a bandana.
So here's the official thing. It says hardware and product design projects can only offer rewards in single quantities or a sensible set. Some items only make sense as a pair or as a kit of several items, for instance. As for why, they explain that the development of new products can be especially complex for creators, and offering multiple quantities feels premature and can imply that products are shrink-wrapped and ready to ship. So they want to reinforce that Kickstarter is not a store.
Okay.
So that's one of their news. So if you do Kickstarter, just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Plan on doing Kickstarter.
And then found out today that FeedBurner, something that podcasters use and people use for RSS feeds for sites and stuff like that, FeedBurner is going bye-bye. So,
bye.
Which is kind of sad for a lot of folks. I mean, FeedBurner has been prominent in, you know, in what podcasters do if you set it up right, which is one of the things that I didn't do right at the very beginning. But yeah, at the end of October, FeedBurner is supposed to be going by. Google is letting it go. They're shutting it down. So, people are sad. Some people are worried, you know, kind of trying to figure out what they're going to do. If you do use FeedBurner, there are a couple of people out there called MediaFeed, MailChimp, and FeedBlitz.
Are there other ones they can do?
Right. So, you know, it's kind of, it's you know, I don't know. It makes me feel sad because I was actually going to go through. It makes me feel sad, but I'm also glad because I was going to fix our podcast where we're running through FeedBurner to help take care of things. To make it a little bit easier if we change providers and stuff like that. So that if we did change providers, we can just tell you all, hey, you know, I don't have to tell you to change that we change providers.
Right.
It just happens. But now if we do go and try to help out deals at Podomatic and stuff like that, we have to have you all resubscribe. And I really hate to burden you all with resubscribing.
He's
to
so
us,
sweet.
You know, but, so FeedBurner is going down, and
so if you have podcast with FeedBurner, just keep that in mind.
Yep, and with that, it's going into a little bit of media.
Media.
It was such a great weekend that we didn't watch Shadow Boxer.
We didn't have time.
Yeah. I mean,
we were busy.
We did yard work and, you know, cleaned up because we really hadn't done any of that.
Mm-hmm. And Sunday we were actually ripping and running.
Yep.
We weren't, so we didn't have time. So I am standing by that it was not our fault.
Right.
And we did not finish.
So we're going to hop on in here to Netflix and, Renee's going to grab her trusty.
Guess who's not ready to roll?
Well, I wasn't even going to say anything. I was just going to keep going until you got your dice and stuff.
Yeah, well, I will tell on myself.
And she's grabbing her trusty dice. And I'm also looking here, and I found out that if you're waiting to watch Walking Dead Season 2, it's actually going to be coming on Netflix here on the 30th.
Oh,
so
nice.
Season 2 of Walking Dead is going to be on Netflix on the 30th. So if you hadn't had a chance to watch that and you want to try to get fired up and get ready for the next new, check it out. All right. So Shadow Boxer we didn't watch with Cuba Gooding Jr. Renee's getting ready to roll to see what we got going on for next week. And what do we have?
78.
Wow. You count that fast. You're getting good. This one is called Make Me Young. Youth Knows No Pain.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, I think I added this one on.
It sounds like it. Mitch McCabe investigates America's huge anti-aging industry in which doctors, experts, and beauty devotees share their views on staying forever young. It was only forever young. So, that's a documentary.
So, and we love documentaries.
Yeah, so we'll definitely probably watch that one for sure.
Yeah.
So, Make Me Young.
Okay,
Youth
cool.
Knows No awesome. Pain.
I'm going to get that done.
Yeah.
And we watched some TV.
Yep.
We watched some premiere seasons. We watched The Office.
Yep.
Which is their last season.
Yep.
And Parks and Recreation, which is, I think, our favorite show.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite shows.
Favorite comedy sitcom shows.
Yep, it is.
And it was so good this time. And yeah. I love Leslie Knope. I want her to be my friend, even though she'd be so annoying. But yeah, it was really, really good. And I enjoyed it. I think it's better. It's like a billion times better than Community.
Yeah.
Trolling.
Yeah, you're trolling for them. You're trolling.
I am. So they were really good. Check it out. Even The Office was good.
Yeah.
The Office was better than it was last year.
Yeah, it was.
This one,
and so. This is their final season, so we're going to see how it happens. And this is 30 Rock's final season also.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that
That's
goes.
That's really sad. I love both of those.
Yep, yep.
And then when we visited my sister on Saturday?
Yep,
Saturday night. We went over there and hung for a few hours, and we watched this show called Sweetie Pies.
Yeah, Sweetie Pies is a reality show based on a backup singer of Tina and Ike Turner's, and she has opened up a restaurant, a soul food restaurant in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's a famous restaurant. And they opened up a second one also recently. And that's the ones that we watched where they had opened up the second one. It's kind of funny watching this family, family-run business, being on a reality show. And it's on the Oprah Winfrey Network, which is also called also known as OWN. Pwn. But it was interesting. It was funny. Sometimes you can kind of tell they play up to the camera and stuff like that.
They definitely play up, but it was an interesting show because I don't know why. It's just it was just nice to see.
Yep.
So we watched Sweetie Pies for a while, and then we also watched this show.
Yep. Inyanla.
Inyanla. Fix my life. It's about this. It's Oprah's previous relationship consultant or whatever.
Oh, so it's a relationship consultant.
Yeah, she used to be on Oprah all the time. And
oh, okay.
People. So she, like, people write in the Inyanla and say, I'm having this kind of problem. Will you come fix it for me? So in this particular episode, there was this mom and she had a son, and the baby's biological dad left before he was even born. So she married somebody else and raised the son, telling him that was his dad when it really wasn't. And she didn't tell him until he was like 23.
Right.
So they were all pissed off at each other, and their relationship was suffering. And so the guy wrote Yanla, help me. So Yanla came down, and she's very touchy-feely.
Yes.
She was touching all over everybody, touching people's faces,
mm-hmm.
and their arms and their hands, and I would have punched her. But it was this one scene where the guy and his sister were talking, and they were blaming each other, bringing up the past. I texted you. No, you didn't. I had the text right here. I'm not a liar. And then here comes Yanla. Put your arms around your sister.
Put your arms.
Put your arms around.
Hug your sister. And, hug your sister.
And then he was like, no, no. And she was like, hug her. Hug your sister. Hug your sister. Hug your. And she just kept saying it. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yep.
So at one point, she takes his arms. Like, she's standing behind him. She takes his arms and then wraps them around his sister. So her, like she's standing, like, chest to back with him. And I'm like, oh, God, that would have freaked me out. And then, like, she had this other woman get in the pool and wash your fear away. So she had this woman get in the pool fully dressed and walk across the pool.
Right.
And Jay thought I was being.
No.
Explain what you thought I was doing.
I thought you was thinking that that's BS because that wasn't going to work for her. That I thought you were saying, you know, her doing that's not really going to do anything mentally. But that's why I said it does work for some people, even though it, you know, to us, you know, looking outside in, it may look like BS.
It looks ridiculous because, but in anytime you do any of that, it's going to look ridiculous.
Right.
The fact that it's on TV is what makes it even more ridiculous, but
right.
It's fine. And but you have to admit she is over the top. Though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's way over the top. I'm not going to deny that at all.
You know, it happened. So we watched Yanla. I won't be watching Yanla again, but I guess I have the knowledge that I know her.
Yep. And so this past week on Tuesday, Borderlands 2 came out. If you listened to last week, you saw my disgust with Green Man Gaming. Excuse me. And with Green Man Gaming. But on Tuesday, did we play Tuesday or was it Wednesday before we got to play?
Wednesday.
So we didn't get to play Borderlands until Wednesday, and it came out on Tuesday. And we're really enjoying it.
Thursday. We were busy. Nope, we didn't play Wednesday.
We played Wednesday after I got through recording.
Okay. Oh, we did. Okay.
But yeah. So what are your thoughts on Borderlands 2, Renee?
It's okay. It is difficult.
Yes.
I die often, but it is really fun. And even if you die, I mean, it costs money every time you die, but you're making enough money to where it's not a big problem.
Right.
And I like that it's challenging.
Right.
Because if it was too easy, it wouldn't be as fun. So.
And I'm glad we're actually making money now, because at the beginning, it was kind of coming in slow.
We weren't making much money at all.
It was coming in kind of slow and everything, but I'm excited about Borderlands, and I'm having fun. It is tougher than the first one, and there are chests everywhere, and I mean, it's great. It's hard not to go through and not open all the chests to find out what's there to have.
Right.
And then also at the beginning of the show, we talked about, you know, we wished everybody a happy Mr. Pandaria Eve. And tomorrow at 12:01 a.m., Mr. Pandaria will be live on the World of Warcraft servers and everything. So are you excited?
I am. I'm so excited. So, even though we're not taking off work, I'm still just as excited.
Right.
Pandas. I mean, I'm going to be making a panda tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's exciting. And I still haven't found out a name yet. But, I like this expansion because everything's going to be on one continent again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was in, Wrath of the Lich King.
Right.
So I think that's good. I think that's what was kind of missing in Cataclysm a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of running all over the place, you know.
So I like that it's one new land that nobody's been to.
Right.
It's great. So I am super, super, super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm feeling a little bit anxious, a tiny bit, about re-rolling, you know.
Why?
I'm worried if I'm
love re-rolling. You know me. I love starting a new character.
Yeah, I'm just worried, am I being foolish? But We'll see. You know, I think by the time we hit 85, I'll know. And I'll feel so bad if I'm like,
why?
Well, babe,
I would have had fun.
I'm switching over to Cowboy, but, so we can level these up.
But I wanted to,
right,
make them,
right,
a pin them up.
I know. So we're definitely excited about that, and we're excited about making the new pandas, and we're not going to rush. Is the theme,
right?
No, nope, this time rushing. Around we're not rushing.
But I do want to raid. So
okay,
it's going to be tough, but I really want to find a fun raid group,
right?
That's not too serious, but is competent. Is that mean to say I want to come?
No,
to raid group?
No. It's about
makes it sound kind of mean. Like not, I want them to know their stuff.
Don't be serious. I mean, that's kind of what we had. I mean, not serious. Knew how to have a good time, but when it came down to getting business done,
Got business done.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not the wasting the time or everybody showing up late.
Nothing face spoiled me that way. So right. Yeah.
So. We'll see. We'll be on the lookout, and if you're listening and you may think that you're a good fit, let us know. We'll definitely be
taking applications between 2 and 4.
Now, people be like, we don't want Jay, we'll take Renee. You know,
we're a package deal.
You know,
that like actually depends. I didn't ask you if you wanted to raid. Not want to raid.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy. Okay. I enjoy raiding with you. Mm. You know, it's a good time to. That we have together and build relationships with others as well.
So, yeah. So, we have Borderlands, Guild Wars 2, and World of Warcraft. And Torchlight 2 came out, which is $20. And people are saying it's better than Diablo 2.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Diablo 3.
So, yeah. And then I actually finished the trilogy, the Assassin's Trilogy. The third book was called The Assassin's Quest,
mm-hmm.
and the trilogy is by Robin Hobb, and it's a really, really super awesome trilogy. The end was bittersweet, but I kind of liked that it wasn't a fairy tale ending.
Spoiler!
No, it's not.
Spoiler!
You don't know what's going to happen in the end.
Spoiler!
And you don't know what constitutes a fairy tale ending in the situation.
Whatever.
But anyway, spoiler. So it was good. And I started back on the book that I was reading before that. Can't remember the name.
Yep. And is that one of the stories from the, what's it called?
Sword and Laser?
Yep, Sword and Laser.
No, this was the book that came with one of the books from Sword and Laser.
Oh, okay.
It was a double feature. So I'm reading that. And it's actually pretty good. There's a lot of war.
Okay.
And there are horses in it.
Oh, the horses.
Not like main characters, but people are on horses, which is enough to get me into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then one of the stories, I don't know if I mentioned this last show.
You might have, but you can mention it again because you've been reading it.
Continue reading the Dritz collected stories on Dritz Duerden from R.A. Salvatore. Still enjoying that and still enjoying the short stories. Really, 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 really enjoying it. So, let's go ahead and hop into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared!
So, yesterday we went over to Danielle's and Dee's, and Dee was breading some tilapia and was getting ready to fry it. Looks so good.
He freaking fried it over there. That first piece was all golden brown.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, I can't have that. But I want it. So I didn't get it. So what we did, we went to Kroger because they have it on sale. And we picked up, I picked up 6 fillets from Kroger. And I brought it back home and grilled it. So we grilled some tilapia. That was my first time grilling tilapia,
right.
Yesterday, and it did well. I like tilapia steaks. I like how they're cut.
Yeah, and it's a nice, and sometimes salmon can be a little heavy for me,
yep.
And I like that it's a little lighter, and it was amazing grilled, and I want to have it again tomorrow.
Yep, so I'm going to cook the other 3 tomorrow and have those, and everything. And then we also tried out some stuff from Costco.
Yeah.
Some chicken empanadas.
Chicken empanadas. And we also had a enchilada bake. And yes, it had cheese in it. And it's not super healthy, but we did it so that, you know.
Right, it's not super bad either.
No, it's not super bad.
I mean, if for your serving of empanadas, mm-hmm. and a serving of the bake, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like 560 calories,
which is good. That's
right.
A typical dinner meal for me.
Right, so it worked out great. I mean, it wasn't anything horrible.
But it was good.
It was good,
and it satisfied that. I don't know, snack food urge.
Or that I want to eat, you know, baked Mexican burritos with cheese, and it's cold outside, and I want to store, I want to eat fatty foods to store for winter kind of thing. But speaking of storing up fat, a weight loss update for Renee and I. We both, this week, lost 2.6 pounds each.
Jay accused me of copying off of him.
No, I didn't. You accused me of copying off of you on Saturday.
Whatever.
When you wore your NSFW
you
Diamond
did copy
Club
off
shirt.
Of me.
I wasn't copying you because my NSFW shirt is red.
But they both have black diamonds.
And yours is black.
And they both have diamonds on them.
So?
Anyway. So
and they both
had
thread.
Yay for 5.2 pounds.
For a grand total of 71.6 pounds.
Yay!
So I'm almost 25% into where, you know, into my. How much do I want to lose?
No. I said you're 25% into what you want to lose?
Yep, almost.
Let's see. I've lost. I am probably like 35%. I don't know.
You probably over there.
I can't do math.
We'll talk about it after the show.
I can do it real quick. Hold on.
All right, while Renee's doing that, let's do a little bit of this. Valentine's
odds and ends. 36%. Bam. 36%. I said 30.
You said 35. That's awesome, babe.
Don't be talking about me. I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Anyway, so so we have some birthdays. Happy days.
Yep.
Go on.
On Thursday we have Dyer's birthday. So you have a great and happy birthday out there.
Happy birthday, Dyer. He's from England. Woohoo!
Yeah. So he's probably already playing Myst if he plays well.
Yeah, probably. He's probably already got it, I guess. I don't know what time it is over England, but I think it's after 12.
So and then on Sunday, my youngest son, your stepson. is his 9th birthday, and
happy birthday! I can't believe it. No, not 9. That's the middle one.
No, it is.
It's not 9.
2004.
It's the 7th.
2004, the 8th birthday.
Is that 8?
I'm horrible. Wow. I'm sorry.
Still, even
sorry,
8 Benji. Seems 8 so old.
Yep.
But happy birthday, Benji.
Yep. And then we also have Salmonatrix, one that we miss you. You're probably still on vacation.
Yeah, well, no, she's home now, but she's taking care of a lot of business because she just got home.
Okay.
So we miss you and we love you.
Yep. You're usually here with us on the nights that we record. We miss you tonight.
Yep. Her birthday is also on Sunday.
Yeah. So I'm going to.
Nice little wrap-up short show today.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not too short. Sorry for those of you who think it's too short. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll try to talk more about crazy stuff. Oh, music. The Gangnam Style and Call Me Maybe mashup is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot to talk about that. But for people who don't like that song and it gets on their nerves, whatever. I love the song. But we don't have to play it or anything.
You sure?
No, it's fine. We can play it next week. How about that?
Play it next week? We can do that.
All right.
And then also, the Kanye album is out.
Ooh.
Haven't picked it up yet.
How come we didn't talk about all this stuff?
Well, because we didn't talk about music. And plus, I didn't buy it yet. So,
yeah,
I'm waiting until Friday and I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
But it's going to be good.
And if you want to email us, which we didn't check because you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Yeah, and that mutt you just heard is Sammy. You probably didn't hear it, but I still wanted to call him a mutt. If you wanted to call us, you can call us at 415. Oh, I'm trying to do it by memory. 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be found at http://youtube.com/ValentineCast. And if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. If you want to tweet Renee, you can do so at The Ice Flow. Yep, that's the show. That's the show.
It's a show.
So, just look through.
Oh, wow. Somebody's selling for the original World of Warcraft and the in three additional expansions.
Uh-huh.
For and they've never been played. And for $560. But that's on eBay, and so it's gotten up to that. That's crazy.
It's what now?
It started off at $50. It is World of Warcraft and the three expansions after that.
Why is it so expensive? You can't get it or something?
You can't get the original one anymore. And all three of them are unplayed anyway. You can't find the original collector's edition.
Oh, the collector's
edition.
Yeah,
these are all CE. So it's four games, never been used. Started off at $50, now it's $560.
Oh, okay. Yeah, collector's edition, I understand.
But still, I wouldn't pay that much. But anyway, so thank you all for joining us. We really enjoy talking to you all today.
Yep, and we hope you have a great week.
Yep.
And just let you know, we love you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
And yeah.
Are you going to let him go?
I guess I can. I'm like a kid on the phone. I don't want to hang up.
I don't want to hang up.
All right.
Hang up. No, you hang up.
You all have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.